So my topic is the P&B Diner. Over the years. So do you know anything about the P&B Diner or the origins of it?
Yeah, I know a little bit. I do know a little bit. I met the family that owns it, but I can't tell you their name, but I know that they own like at least three other diners in southern New Jersey. I can't think of their name though. And the original P&B Diner was located, I don't know if you know, where across the street from where the present one is.
Okay.
At the Matt Blatt Auto. It was like in the middle between Dulcie Drive and Main Street. Mm-hmm. Sat right in the middle there. And that was actually moved. They didn't demolish it. They moved it to Mullica Hill. And it's still there. And I think it's called the Harrison House now. Harrison House Diner. It's in front of the Amish Market. It was there in the 70s, and then I will tell you what I know about it. When I came to school here in 74, it was there. And there wasn't a lot of, restaurants in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that diner, Angelo's Diner over here. And there was another diner, I don't remember the name, down Dulcie Drive a little further.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the parents or anyone came to Rowan, that was where they had to go to eat.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't much. So, and I dated a football player. And so when his parents would come in on Fridays, mm-hmm, to see the game afterwards, we always went there. But so it kind of was a hub for, mm-hmm, college students, not so much just for the students to go, but to go there with their families. And then they decided to make it larger. So then they moved it, as I said, and they built the one across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been there until this past year. And it closed. What they did was they expanded with a bar,
mm-hmm,
a rather big bar. And this is my personal opinion. I think that hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to lose business, and now they, so they closed, but apparently it's going to be revitalized and come back to life in a couple months, I think. They're remodeling now. Let's see, what can I tell you about the diner? The other thing that it was open all night, so the bowling alley, at that time, in the 70s,
mm-hmm,
you only had to be 18 to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So Bowling Alley was a big hangout because it's a bowling alley bar. So it was a big hangout for the students. And then after the bar closed, everyone would go to the diner. So I wish I could think of the family's name. I know they still have the one in Mullica Hill,
mm-hmm,
and the daughter of the owner. I knew her, she's, mm-hmm, like my age,
mm-hmm,
and she kind of runs that one. And I do see her there sometimes. But I think her name's Mary Ann, but I don't know, remember his name. And they also own Dino's, which is down outside of Ocean City in, mm-hmm, Seaville. And I know they had another one. I can't remember the other one's name. Let me see what else do I know about the diner. Other than to just get personal, I used to go there a lot with my boyfriend.
When it was like a cheap college date night, mm-hmm,
yeah,
thing to do. And they had decent food. They had, mm-hmm, good food.
And I know a lot of kids were very upset when they were saying that they were moving it, not realizing that they were going to build the new one,
mm-hmm,
right across the street. But I don't think the new one was as attractive to, mm-hmm, the student body as the original one was. I guess that's basically all I know about the diner.
Very helpful. I appreciate it. Do you know of any resources that could be helpful for learning more about the diner?
Well, actually, if you went to the Harrison House in Mullica Hill, like I said, the family there, and I believe it, I know the woman still works there. She's like the host cashier.
Mm-hmm.
She probably definitely could give you lots of information.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, if my husband were here, he passed away, he would have lots of information. My husband's originally from Glassboro. I met him my senior year, and that's how I got planted here.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband knew everything about Glassboro.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be, I mean, if you really wanted to get information, going to Harrison House and talking to the woman would be,
mm-hmm.
she would definitely probably be the one to speak to.
What do you know about how dining as a whole has changed in Glassboro since the 50s?
Well, Angelo's, are you familiar with Angelo's? Mm-hmm. Angelo's has not changed. Angelo's has been the same, other than every once in a while the meals go up a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Angelo's has been a staple in Glassboro. And you keep hearing rumors that they're going to close, but people get, it's, Angelo's is kind of where the town people go.
Mm-hmm.
More recently, though, there's been more of an influx of college kids, mm-hmm. because there's many more college kids going in there. And it's a reasonably priced place, and it's small, though it's very small.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, in the 70s, basically there was only a few diners, and that was it as far as eating. Now, though, there's many, since Rowan Boulevard has appeared, there's many more restaurants. The Italian Fair was here for many years, but not till probably the 80s. So that kind of was probably the finest, mm-hmm. as far as dining in Glassboro. Even though I don't think there's any real fine dining in Glassboro yet, but there is more eateries.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, I mean, just the food types itself have changed too. Like back in the 70s, you went in for a sandwich, mm-hmm. a bar sandwich. Now there's all kinds of more healthier selections. Mm-hmm. And then there's also just different types of sandwiches as far as the different breads that they use and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. So there's more variety.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot more fast food chains in the area. And they were just really starting to come around mm-hmm. in the 70s. But I wouldn't say Glasper is the place to go if you want a long time.
I probably agree with you there.
It's a shame. They should open at least one decent place. I shouldn't say one decent place. Don't let... I mean, they do need it. A nice, mm-hmm. fine dining
yeah.
place.
Mm-hmm.
In Pittman, there's a few little better,
mm-hmm.
more upscale places. But...
So what new restaurant trends have you seen or noticed in recent years?
Okay, well, of course, all along Rowan Boulevard, the more bar... sports bars, like, mm-hmm. and places that would be appealing to the college students. Also more ethnic foods, mm-hmm. especially like Mexican, which kind of goes along with society too.
Mm-hmm.
And then more healthier, conscious types of foods, mm-hmm. too. Less fast foods. Or at least the fast foods are trying to get a little healthier, at least they mm-hmm. claim.
Yeah, I've noticed there's a lot of, like, I eat, like, Japanese or Chinese food a lot, and there's a lot of those around here.
Yeah, there is a lot of those, yeah. And I don't know why they've always been here. It is a little more reasonable, and maybe it's a little more appealing to college students, mm-hmm. too. But there is a lot of Asian type of restaurants. people like sushi, and that was not, that's a newer thing. It wasn't something that we ate when we were young.
Yeah. I eat a lot of vegetable sushi, which is just like avocado, cucumber. I don't really eat any of the fish sushi. I don't know what it tastes like, but it is very popular.
Yeah, I'm not a fish sushi person either. But I know people that do like it, and they love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you love it or you don't like it.
Yeah, because I went out with a friend the other night for her birthday, and she wanted sushi. And I had vegetable sushi, and then there was one other person with us, and she kept ordering. First of all, we had a table filled but it was all kinds of seafood mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And it did look pretty and look good, but it just doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
And oh my God. First of all, I didn't realize there were that many different types. But oh my gosh. Of course, you couldn't eat it all. There was so much of it. She took it home, but no. Just one type for me. Give me some nice vegetable sushi.
What restaurants around Glassboro have you seen go out of business? And do you have any idea why?
Well, there was a really nice salad place in the Circle.
The Green Zebra?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that went out, and I was very upset about that. That was... And the only thing I can think of that its location, because it's difficult to park there. Mm-hmm. And that, I don't know, I thought it looked like there were students going in there, like walkables. Mm-hmm. And, but, I mean, we have Salad Works over here.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was a little bit more pricey, but, I mean, I thought it was conveniently located for people who walk, not for people who drive there because of the parking. But, that I was disappointed because I have a group of artists we meet on Thursdays, and we used to go there all the time. A lot of the, with the revitalizing here, they tore down a lot of the old bar restaurants that were here, the Study Hall and Mazio's and DeFrancisco's all disappeared. And now they licensed, you know, these newer bars they gave the license to those places. And that was kind of a shame because the hometown people liked those places. Mm-hmm. Although some of them were a mess and needed to be at least renovated.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big change because everybody, all the locals had their favorite places. But that's no longer the case. But I do know the locals are going to the Landmark and Chicken Pete's. They like one that's been here forever is Caesar's. I don't know how it stays open, but it's here. Let me think about restaurants. See, I always went out of town because there were never any great restaurants here. I'm trying to think what else closed that I liked. Oh, well, my favorite place was Joe's Sub Shop, which is now Kitchen 114, I think it's called. It was Little Beef's for a little while. And that's right on High Street across from the art gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And but for many, many, many years, Joe's Sub Shop was, and they had served, everything was on Ricky Rolls, which was famous in Glassboro, a baker here in Glassboro. And they were like the best rolls, even when they had the Summit over at the mansion over there. The president came, President Reagan came, and they ordered sandwiches from there, and they even named a hoagie after him, the presidential. So that's a little historical thing. But it was actually when they ordered the sandwiches and all, the Secret Service had to go in and watch them make them and everything. So it was kind of a it was a big thing for the little sandwich shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and the whole atmosphere of Joe's Sub Shop, it was just a fun place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they had great food, really simple, great food. But the Ricky Rolls were the best. And there is a place here now called Ricky's, I think, and they spelled the same way as Ricky Rolls, but it's not the same rolls. Because Ricky died and apparently he took the recipe with him.
Oh, man.
The other place that was a big thing, Eli Bakery uptown, was like the best bakery in the world. And everybody went there. And it was owned by the Johnson family, different generations, and then suddenly they just closed it down. And that's also across from the gallery. It's the Nexus building now. That used to be the bakery.
Did you say it was the Eli Bakery?
Eli, E-L-I-T-E. And the Johnson family owned that. Which is a family that's been in Glassboro a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Even one of the sons was killed in Vietnam, and the memorial town, his name's up there on the wall.
Is there anything else you think is relevant to the topic of dining that you'd like to share?
Well, I wish there were more. Fine dining, that's what I... a lot of the little sandwich shops that used to be around in the, I would say in the 70s and probably pre that, have disappeared and they're missed. And there's not a lot of really good breakfast places in Glassboro. Bagel shop's good though.
No. You've had Rye's Bagels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which used to have a different name, changed their name. But it seems like the same people and the same bagels, so mm-hmm. It's okay. But for breakfast, like, I think really Angela's, and then when P&B Diner was open. And I think now that Kitchen 114 has breakfast now, too. But there's, like I said, there's not a lot of breakfast places. And this is a community that has, I'm not sure now, but at one time, not too long ago, they had 13 churches in this small community.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday morning is a big breakfast time after church. You would think there would be more breakfast spots.
Mm-hmm.
There probably is more than 13 now because they have all these little churches opening up and strip malls and all kinds of places. And that was the thing when I would go to Angelo's on Sunday morning. You know, people would wait in line because there wasn't any other place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy to wait in line for breakfast. We used to have, in the 70s, we used to have little coffee shops that were also like entertainment places, mm-hmm. which they do kind of have some here now. Not here so much, but they do still exist. But it was very, like, very hip to have a little coffee mm-hmm. shop. It was where the young people hung out.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually had, they had a few in town, and then they had some in the, even like church basements and all.
Hmm.
And I think that would be a nice thing to have nowadays for the young people, especially because, like, I don't know if I said it to you, but I was telling the other young man, when I came to school here, you only had to be 18 to drink. Now, mm-hmm. I'm not saying go out and drink,
mm-hmm.
but it gave you the opportunity to have that social mm-hmm. side to go to those places. Where now you have to be 21.
Mm-hmm.
So those that are 18 and not quite 21 yet a coffee shop would be a great place. Mm-hmm. Now, and I know we have Barnes & Noble, we have Starbucks, mm-hmm. but it's not that's not the type I'm talking about, where they had actually entertainment. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, it's wineries and breweries. Mm-hmm. But again, you have to be 21. Yeah. So it's not meeting the student population, where they can go and sit and have conversation and have a little entertainment going on, mm-hmm. and have a drink of coffee or whatever it is. So I think that's something that's missed here and would be an added enhancement for the students and just people in general. That was something I liked when I was young. Do you have pictures of P&B Diner?
There's only the one that we've been able to find, like the old one. But the other guy I talked to recommended a book to me. It was called Images of America, Glassboro Edition.
Right.
He said it had a lot of pictures of the old diner in it, but on the internet. Mm-hmm. Which you'd think there'd be more information on the internet, but all there is is this.
Okay, yeah.
It's like just an old picture, and like that's also a postcard that people sell.
So now that's what's at the Harrison House, but they did change it a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't there anymore, but it's still like the same front opening and all. It's neat.
Yeah, it's a surprising lack of information.
Yeah, if you went and saw that girl, she probably would have pictures. Mm-hmm. They may even have some pictures on the wall down there.
I'll definitely do that. Appreciate that. Anything else?
No, that's all I can think of right now.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's very helpful.